This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us right here on the radio, toll free at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, there's the Discord on-air call-in line room, which you can join over at discord.lrn.fm, and you'll sound, I think, the best of all of those three call-in methods. Where you can take control of the airwaves. Joining you in the studio tonight is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Coming up here tonight, somebody had called about this the other night, I think it was last night, and it just, we didn't have enough time to really do the topic justice. I want to get into later on this cult situation with this Nexium. Apparently, in some famous actress got involved in this. She had herself branded with the initials of the cult leader, and it's a weird story that, again, deserved more than just a quick discussion last night. So I want to get into that later. But first, monkeys.
Yes.
Monkey selfies.
Yeah, so you might remember a couple of years ago there was that picture that was circulating online where it was, you know, a selfie of a monkey.
Where the cameraman left a camera, the monkey came, picked it up, and took a picture of himself.
And monkey is, you know, like, fiddling around with the camera, took a couple of pictures of himself. And, well, it's sort of been floating through the courts.
Cameraman said, if I recall correctly, if this is the same case, the cameraman said, that's my camera, that's my photo. And
I own the copyright to that because my camera.
Right. Other people said, no, that's the monkey's photo, not your camera. It's not your photo, Mr. Cameraman. It's the monkey's photo, so you don't own that.
All right, wait, so how did this all get started? Was he he was trying to make money off of this, or were other people making money off of his picture?
Probably that would be my guess, but I don't
know. Both, kind of.
So give us some background on this. Where's it from?
Yeah, so the story here from the LA Times, and they're talking about the most recent ruling that happened on Monday, where the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled unanimously that animals may not sue for copyright protection in the United States. The ruling came in the case of...
That's a good ruling.
Yep. And it's with the, and they get into the copyright law, but the copyright law as currently in existence in the United States says that creations by animals cannot be copyrighted.
It actually says that. It doesn't just say, you know, this is only for persons. It specifically
lists things that cannot be copyrighted. So government creations, creations by animals, and creations by deities.
Right. Okay.
Ooh, wow. That's an interesting third right there. By deities.
Yes.
Well, plus the government creation one is interesting, too. There was a headline recently, I think TechCrunch is taking a CIA-developed card game and releasing it publicly. So apparently the CIA made a game, and because they're a government agency, they can't copyright it. So anybody else can come in there.
Right, just like the drone footage.
So Pokemon Go? I can completely steal that one because
it was government?
Because it's all government.
That was CIA. Or that was Google.
Was it Google?
Google and Nintendo. No, it was Google and Nintendo. I mean, CIA might have funded it, but that's different, supposedly.
Right.
Well, if it's subsidized with my money, then I think I own Pokemon Go.
There's a good argument for it.
You can think whatever in the blue hell you want to think, but a court's not going to agree with you.
All right, well.
So continuing on, the story again from the LA Times says the ruling came in the case of a monkey that took selfies with a wildlife photographer's camera. The photographer later published the photo. An animal rights group sued, the animal rights group being PETA, saying that the monkey owned the copyright because the monkey took the photo. Judge Carlos Bay, appointed by President George W. Bush, and sometimes they like pointing out who appointed judges, wrote on behalf of the three-judge panel, again for the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, we must determine whether a monkey may sue humans, corporations, and companies for damages and injunctive relief arising from claims of copyright infringement.
We must determine whether this can happen. Can a monkey sue someone?
That was basically the question of can the monkey, or rather can PETA on
claiming,
behalf of
PETA
the monkey.
Claiming to be on behalf of the monkey, which is just absolutely on its face ridiculous.
We conclude that this monkey, and all animals since they are not human, lack statutory standing under the Copyright Act.
I'm just imagining your PETA representatives trying to talk to, like, Coco. Coco, do you remember the old talking Coco? Like, you know, having her
Coco didn't actually talk using words. Right.
Yeah. Having her sign, you know, Coco want sue. Coco want court.
You know? Coco want banana.
I, Coco, own this camera and this picture.
Naruto, which was the crested macaw, 7-year-old, living in a reserve in Indonesia, was supposedly the plaintiff. The monkey purportedly took several photos of itself in 2011 when wildlife photographer David Slater left his camera unattended. PETA, that's short for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, sued Slater in 2015, arguing that the copyright belonged to the monkey. The group and Slater...
I mean, they're both jerks, right? Like, you got this one guy who's saying he owns this, and then PETA's saying, no, we get to control it because we like monkeys. I mean, all these people are just trying to control this photograph.
And they both have money at stake. So you have the photographer who's actually trying to make money off this picture, I suppose, putting it in his book and whatnot.
Right.
And you got these jerks, PETA, who are also worried about money.
Right, and
funding.
They actually came to an agreement, but because
the arbitration?
I'm not sure.
In a civil case, the courts strongly urge the parties to go to arbitration.
Right. It might not have been through some kind of official arbitration, but there was an agreement. And, you know, the article points out that the court decided to rule on the case anyway. The agreement was that Slater would donate 25% of the proceeds to PETA and other organizations that wind up benefiting these crested macaws.
That, I wonder how often that happens. How often does an appeals court actually accept a case that already had a settlement?
Good question. And again, I mean, because it might not have been an officially sanctioned agreement, then it's not a legally decided case.
Yeah, well, we don't know. I mean, we have no idea.
Right, and the article here, neither this article nor the one from Reuters, mentioned whether or not it was a government-recognized settlement.
I'm curious. I mean, if there's any attorneys out there here listening tonight that can call in, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM, 855-450-3733. I mean, I'm not experienced at all in civil cases, so I can't say I have a wide, vast experience to tap into here, but it seems pretty unprecedented given how the courts strongly encourage arbitration and settlement prior to actually going through the trial process.
Right, and it could have been one of those things of they came to the agreement about funding of this specific publication of the book in a specific situation, but PETA still maintained this monkey owns the copyright. We want a ruling.
Right. We want a ruling to where we can say we get to stand in for every monkey in the world who ever takes a picture ever, which is just insane.
And or an elephant who does trunk paintings. Or
that too,
Whatever.
The article from Reuters actually goes in with some more quotes here where the judges, again, ruled the panel held that the monkey lacks statutory standing because the Copyright Act does not expressly authorize animals to file copyright infringement suits. Their opinion, added the group, which filed as a plaintiff on behalf of the monkey, was not a next friend of the monkey in a legal sense, and thus failed to establish that it had a significant relationship with him.
So if the government, if the legislature were to actually change the code in this case to allow for monkeys or other animals to own copyright, then the court, in theory, would have to rule in favor of it. So
correct.
Wow.
But then you have to figure out, so how does the monkey get the money?
to file the suit?
Well, I mean, so someone's filing on the monkey's behalf.
Yeah.
But they want, I'm assuming they want the funding at the end of the day, but what you have to also figure out if the monkey or the elephant
it's one of those
is going to get to keep the money.
So, one, PETA's doing this pro bono, and two, it would be akin to when somebody leaves their entire estate to their cat or their dog. Somebody's then appointed as the trustee.
All right, let's continue.
Or like a tree.
More on the way here. 855 450 free like freedom. You want to talk about the monkey selfie? You can get on the lines or bring up anything.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
Crimes of the Crown by Captain Mark. The crown casts the world in shadow and claims to be our guiding light. Cowards clamor for security from boogeymen and ghost stories. While I say these hobgoblins are imaginary, I say those they propped up as our liberators are now subsisting on our bondage. I say there is freedom in the black, and that's exactly where we intend to go. The crown banishes its own officers for exposing its crimes and tortures dissidents to the brink of madness. It dominates the globe and swallows the wealth of generations, leaving only blood and excrement. The crown calls it piracy to explore frontiers beyond its grasp. So the time has come for us to define the conduct among pirates. I say the crown has trampled our necks long enough. Need decentralized solutions to centralized problems? Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels? Or just want some swag to let the crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com. We won't be hard to find.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Coming up, creepy cults, or at least one of them. which involved branding, like with a hot iron, branding its cult members. We'll tell you about that coming up here, and your calls and thoughts, welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking right now about the monkey selfie case, and we're going to get back into that. But I do want to let you know about ForkFest 2018. It's coming up June 14th through the 18th. We are talking about less than 2 months before ForkFest 2018, the very second ever ForkFest. Last year it was quiet, it was new, it was maybe a couple dozen attendees. I have no idea what to expect this year. You know why? Because nobody's in charge. There's no ticketing. There's no any kind of metrics. I mean, I guess we could contact Rogers Campground and see if their reservations are up from last year, but nobody's been instructed to say we're registering for ForkFest, so they won't even necessarily know at Rogers Campground unless you tell them, because it's decentralized, which means that nobody is in charge of ForkFest, and that means, of course, that everybody is in charge, meaning you are in charge of what you do or what you create for other people to do. So, Daryl, you're doing some athletic events on one particular day, and I believe you're throwing a party on the same night, the same day, afternoon, evening, something like that. And then there's also a wedding. I just got an invitation for that today from Jay Noon. I don't know if they're going to kick people out. I can't imagine that it's not. I can't imagine that you're going to need an invitation to get to this wedding. This is probably has to do with like food afterwards or something like that. The RSVPs,
right?
It's, you know, it's usually the people at this place are pretty welcoming as far as you know, letting people attend things. So go to forkfest.party. You can learn more about ForkFest there. What will you create? Just want to hang out? You don't have to create anything. You just kind of bring yourself, pop a tent up, or bring your RV or whatever, and just hang out with other liberty-minded people for several days. Again, June 14th through the 18th. That's this year, coming up at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And if you want to make something happen, then that's up to you and anybody else that you want to team up with at ForkFest.party. ForkFest.party, the unofficial site linking to, there's a forum, there's a couple chat rooms as well. So, Daryl, you had a story here tonight from the LA Times about the monkey selfie, where it was a court case between PETA, the People for the Supposed Ethical Treatment of Animals, who claimed that we are the representatives of this monkey, even though
we're this monkey's friend.
They're not the owner of the monkey. At least Conan, in the case of the elephant with the painting, right? Like, you brought that up as a possible thing, because this monkey took a selfie. Elephants have been known to hold a paintbrush and paint on a canvas,
and people buy that crap.
If in that case there was an owner of the elephant, and that owner also owned the canvas, that would be a different situation than this monkey, right? Because this monkey, wasn't it just like a wild monkey? This was just like in the forest or something somewhere.
It was in a wildlife reserve.
Uh-huh. Okay. So then would the wildlife reserve have claim over the monkey's creation?
I don't think the wildlife reserve necessarily claims to own the animals that live on the wildlife reserve.
But if they
also
did,
it was in Indonesia. PETA is an American-based company, and you might be asking, wait, why is a monkey from Indonesia suing someone in U.S. court? And that's because the book was published in the United States.
I see.
If the wildlife reserve is owned by, I'm going to say the government's probably going to claim responsibility, claim ownership, then that means ultimately the people own the monkey, and there the Indonesian people could be the actual. They should be suing this guy.
Yeah, but again, there's still no standing because the Indonesian people might differ on their opinions, right? So one group could say,
because they're just
that,
like, why are you all getting upset about this monkey taking pictures and we're over here, we're just eating them?
Right, and do they eat monkeys in Indonesia?
I think they probably eat everything.
I don't know about Conan's that. Conan's just jumping to all kinds of wild conclusions.
They eat dogs. I know that they probably will.
Do they? But secondly,
monkeys.
There's not an argument over what the Indonesian copyright law is. This is a question about the U.S. copyright law.
And you brought up a good point. PETA is fighting a battle in another country, and I don't even know what standing they have.
They don't.
They don't. They claim to be, there's a legal term that is translated by Reuters as next friend.
What's the legal term?
I don't know.
Oh.
But it's you know, next friend is in quotes, because that is not the legal term. It's something in Latin.
Probably amicus something, right? Because amicus brief is a friend of the court.
Amicus is friend of the court. Right. This is not friend of the court. No. This is friend of the plaintiff is what they're claiming.
Okay.
And the court says you are not a friend of the plaintiff.
You've never even
met
him.
In the legal sense, you have failed to establish a significant relationship with this monkey.
Right.
Jeff Kerr, the general counsel for PETA, says, denying Naruto the right to sue under the U.S. Copyright Act emphasizes what PETA has argued all along.
The monkey's name is Naruto?
Yes.
Isn't that like an anime?
Yes, it is, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, but that's not what PETA is arguing. They're not arguing about anime.
It's a
They're
card game.
Arguing.
Is it? Okay.
That the monkey is being discriminated against simply because he's a non-human animal.
Yes, he is being discriminated against. That is absolutely true, as with every other non-human animal.
So,
yes.
So his next friend, that's like, it's not your best friend, it's like the next guy in line?
I don't know, it could be. But in this case, they are.
Again, it's a legal term. I'll look it up, try and figure out exactly.
In this case, they're just a stranger. They've probably never even met Naruto. They probably have, you know, and even if they have, they have no idea.
They probably couldn't pick him up out of a lineup.
Yeah.
Of other monkeys.
They have no way of saying this, you know, we have the ability to represent this mammal. It's just, now, this does ask the question of what if, in the future, there are ways to communicate effectively with other animals. I mean, they've found that monkeys, dogs, certainly dolphins, have the potential to have a wide range of commands that they can understand.
It's like that talk to your dog scam where they put the collar on his neck and when he barks, it translates the barks.
No, I've never heard of this.
That
like
happened
fiction.
Only in a cartoon.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
So the next friend, the legal term is, and I'm probably not pronouncing this correctly, Prochinami,
okay,
which is a person who represents another person who is under disability or otherwise unable to maintain a suit on his or her own behalf.
I see.
And that person does not have a legal guardian.
Right.
So if I somehow became incapacitated, then, you know, you or Conan or Mark could wind up saying, well, Daryl doesn't have a guardian, he doesn't have, you know, a significant other, etc., so yeah. I am going to stand in to handle this situation on his behalf.
That happened in Silicon Valley, the HBO comedy series this season, where one of the main characters, we talked about one of the actors who got in trouble for a bomb threat on a train recently.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, he had actually been kicked off of the show, and so the way they wrote his character out was that he'd gone off into like Nepal or some place like that in you know, the Far East, and had basically disappeared. And so this one of his roommates, who was not friendly towards him, ended up trying to represent him in court in the way that you're talking about, to take all of his assets from him. And he successfully got away with it.
It's a good point too, Daryl. How long do you want us to keep you alive before we pull the plug? Give you about 24 hours.
Does this count as a will if it's being recorded on the air?
I would. You tell us, Mr. Legal Man.
He's got a big old smile on his face, too. He's blushing.
No, mostly because it's one of those nervous, I don't know how to answer this.
Let's talk about it later. That's
we'll not
answer
this without a lawyer present.
It might happen tonight.
All right, I want a lawyer present.
More coming up here, 855-450-FREE. Can you have a monkey as a lawyer? 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live. And can he fling his poo at the judge?
I want a chicken lawyer, and hopefully so.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial in, soul free, bring up anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
And also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. That's where you can go learn more about Bitcoin. You can also use their mining pool if you want to get into the world of Bitcoin mining or Bitcoin Core or Bitcoin Cash. It's up to you which Bitcoin you choose. There's basically two major ones, Bitcoin Core, a.k.a. BTC, or Bitcoin Cash, or BCH. You can go and get into mining contracts for either one or both of those over at pool.bitcoin.com. Once again, that's pool.bitcoin.com. And it's super easy because you don't have to do the hard part of mining, which is to say building the hardware and configuring it and, you know, working in a command prompt. And this is something for techno nerds.
And paying off your investment.
Well, there is that, and generally, from my experience so far, it has worked out pretty well with the mining contracts. But I've only done a 6 month. I'm now doing a 12 month, so I can't really speak.
I mean, compared to running your own shop.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Well, in theory, you could do better if you did it on your own, but then again, you've got to be able to do all your own tech support and tech work at that point, and you know, not everybody can do that. And if you are doing it on your own, you can still join the Bitcoin mining pool by going to pool.bitcoin.com, because even if you're doing your own mining, you still want to join a mining pool, because it makes it so your work gets you more likely to be rewarded for your work rather than never getting a reward ever. So go to pool.bitcoin.com. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever you want. We're going to go to the phones, but we were talking about the monkey selfie case where, I think decidedly and rightfully so, the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has smacked down PETA's lawsuit on behalf of a monkey of some sort. I don't know if it mentioned whether it was a chimpanzee or whatever it was, but
Crested Macaw.
Crested Macaw. That PETA was saying, well, we are a friend of this macaw, and so therefore we have standing to sue on behalf of the macaw in court. And the court said, no, you're not. And besides, even if you were, monkeys don't have standing to sue for copyright.
Right. And in a concurring opinion, Judge Randy Smith called the suit frivolous, writing, quote, the concept of expanding actual property rights and rights broadly to animals necessitates resolving what duties also come with those rights, and because animals cannot communicate in our language, who stands in their shoes?
Wasn't there a case out of South America, though, where a court did rule in favor of the monkey? I feel like there was something else out there at one point that we talked about. If anybody else remembers that, you're welcome to call in here. Toll free, 855-450-FREE like freedom. As we go to Mortified Penguin, who is on the line on Skype. Go ahead, Penguin.
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about that the monkey situation.
Yeah.
And I'm actually just down the street, down the road pretty much from other side of town, I guess, from that particular organization.
From PETA. Yeah. They're like home base is where you live?
Yep.
Huh.
Sure.
Okay.
And anyways, so I heard you talking about it there on your exciting professional news broadcast from fbpradio.com.
Yes.
And I was like thinking about it, and then boom, the show opens and you guys are talking about it. It's showtime. And I just think that I'm kind of offended on behalf of the monkey, like that PETA would assume that the monkey cares about the copyright. The monkey wants ownership of the photo. Like maybe the monkey has no. Did the monkeys even have a concept of intellectual property rights?
No, of course not.
Maybe monkeys.
Stupid human idea.
If someone would just develop a translator that we can wrap around his neck, he might actually be interested in something like this. But we don't know because we haven't figured it out yet.
Does the monkey even know that the photo exists?
That's another good question.
He's probably pretty well. Yeah,
it was interesting.
I would say he probably wouldn't use it to wipe his bum.
He did take like a decent selfie, if I recall correctly.
Oh, it's a really good picture.
Right. Which makes you wonder: is the monkey imitating humans, or are the humans imitating monkeys when it comes to the selfie?
He didn't do duck lips, so he's definitely not imitating
didn't
all
he actually
humans.
Pull back his lips or something like that? Wasn't it sort of the reverse
there's
of
a
the
big
duck
grin.
Lips?
Yeah, okay. No, there's like a big
monkey
grin.
All right.
Well, maybe he's a monkey anarchist. He doesn't even believe in intellectual property.
Well, that's a good point. What if he is a freedom monkey who, you know, loves the idea of identity freedom? Yeah, he really does. Really a great selfie. I'm looking at it
here. All monkeys are anarchists by default. Probably.
I think they have a strict hierarchical stance where they beat on each other if you don't.
Some types do.
If you don't follow the main primates' rulings.
Some of them do, but then there's the bonobos, where you know bonobos are basically pansexual.
Right. The hedonists of the monkey societies.
You're having a good day, you know, go get a little frisky with another monkey. You're having a bad day, go get frisky with another monkey.
It's a great selfie. If nobody has seen this thing yet, it's pretty, it'll put a smile on your face for sure. He's got an infectious smile, I would say.
I would say he's mocking
the selfie
society.
That's my argument here, is that that he is imitating, and I like what you're saying, that he's mocking them. Because it's very simple to take a selfie, and even a monkey can do it. Anyway, Penguin, anything else?
I got a question for Conan over there. I didn't get a chance to call in when you were talking about that ticket you got for your inspection sticker. What happened with that? I've gotten that ticket before.
Are you saying you haven't gotten it yet?
I have gotten that ticket before.
What did you do? You paid it off, I'm assuming.
you know, I tried to show up in court. So what I was going to say is I just didn't have the chance to call in that day. Like, I mean, around here, it's pretty much known that if you get it inspected, I mean, that's a whole other issue, and you know to deal with that. But if you get it inspected and take it in, that you got the inspection, they drop it.
There was one other individual about 5 years ago, that I believe, got a vehicle inspection ticket.
Mm-hmm.
He went ahead and got his vehicle inspected, took it to court, and I think they threw it out. Or they might have even lowered his fine, but I'm not sure. But I know they definitely worked with him, but he took their time. It was a good hour.
Good.
And that's what I'm doing now.
You're going to court.
Well, yes, but I have to get it inspected. I depend on my vehicle, and I drive for a living, so I've got
to
do it.
You got to bow to the man if you want to drive around. I mean, that's just how it is. Right. I love freedom to travel. I love that activism, but until you get a significant number of people doing that kind of activism, it's always going to be the lone wolf who gets picked off.
So what's the status? Have you filed it in saying not guilty, give me a court date? Are you waiting until the 30 days to send it in?
I have mailed my first letter in about probably a decade into the Concord DMV, or whatever they call themselves. Department of Safety, I think it is.
Yes.
Yes.
To go ahead and tell them that I plead not guilty, and I want my day in court. Go ahead and send that. So that's probably going to be another couple of weeks. And then probably a month after that, and then
at least it may be a few months. Might be the end of the summertime. Before
they might even
trial.
Mail back and say, "Hey, look, we know who you are."
The first thing they'll have for you is a pretrial conference. You can send something to the court saying, "I want to waive this." Go straight to a trial.
Right. Yeah, don't waste your time. You don't have to take a whole morning off just to go sit there for 5 minutes. Ultimately, to walk out.
Yeah.
After already telling them, yeah, I want my trial. Because they're going to probably try to make you a plea offer or whatever. So in your case, Penguin, you didn't have to pay any court costs to go to court. Because sometimes in southern states, there are significant court costs. I know that in Florida, where I'm from, a friend of mine got popped for a DUI down there. And that's when I got to see what the court costs were. And I saw the whole list. It's actually higher court costs for a local ordinance violation than it was for a misdemeanor. You'd have to pay like $300 if you wanted to go to court just to challenge a local ordinance violation, and I think misdemeanors were like $200 or $250 or something like that, and that's just non-refundable. You got to pay that just to go to court.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't work out for me. I actually didn't plan ahead, and I actually had to leave court, so I got found guilty anyway. But I mean, it would have been dropped. I mean, they were dropping everybody else's, so I can't speak to that.
So you challenged, you put in for a not guilty, but then you didn't make it to court.
Well, it's a minor infraction. I just showed up for court. I didn't have to really do anything. It was just like, unless you want to down here, at least at the time, you just either prepay it or you show up to court and talk to the judge. You don't have, there's no conference. Or
so there's no fee. There's no court fee initially that you have to pay. Do you know there's court costs afterwards if you end up going through a trial?
Yeah, probably, but
you don't know though. You're not sure.
Yeah, sure, but not before.
Definitely
what
a messed up system where you actually have to pay to defend yourself.
Some of them you have to pay the ticket in advance.
California, I believe, is like that, where you pay the ticket in advance.
Then if you win,
they cut you a check.
Hey, thanks, Penguin, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I spoke about this question here. There's more coming back. Free Talk Live.
Times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful, full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Should a monkey have the right to file a lawsuit? That's the ridiculous question that was actually answered by the Ninth Circuit Court. And they made the right response, of course. Well, I guess I shouldn't say of course. Who really knows what these courts are going to do? But because the court in Argentina made a very different result, so we'll tell you about that coming up here in a moment. You found an update, actually, on that story, Daryl.
Yes.
The courts in the Ninth Circuit did make the correct verdict in this case, saying that no, the monkey does not have a right to sue. It does not have do not have a right to represent the monkey. Even if you know the monkey, you don't have the right to represent the monkey. In this case, PETA didn't really even know the monkey, but they lose. So that's good news, because it would be insane to allow people to just sue on behalf of animals. And you know, you don't know what the animal wants. You know what you want for the animal, but the animal itself has not expressed, likely, an opinion about the matter to you. So it's absolutely absurd. And as the court also ruled, copyright expressly forbids animals, because the question was a selfie that a monkey took.
Right.
That copyright forbids animal ownership of copyright. So, you know, it was a moot point in a couple of different ways, and it was a ridiculous lawsuit, and they deserve to have it kicked back in their face. But there's news here in this Argentina court, which had ruled a few years ago. I remember we covered the story. I just could not remember.
Yeah, it was late December 2014.
Yeah, I knew we talked about it here because it was one of those questions of there are actually people out there who want animals to be able to have the same level of rights as human beings. And this brings back that, you know, larger discussion that we've had on this show when people called about this issue in the past of animal rights, of, you know, do animals have rights? Could they even have rights?
Right, and there's the one chimp in upstate New York somewhere that Mark will talk about every now and then, like Timmy the Chimp or something that lives at one of those sleazy used car dealer guys.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I forget all of the specifics, but somebody had been arguing that, you know, like, this particular chimp has rights, and, you know, like, look, he wears people clothes, and that means he's kind of a people, right? And he shouldn't be living in a cage. And, yeah, it's, you know, one of those kind of ridiculous things, but at the same time, you know, like, people are projecting of, well, if I were in his shoes, I wouldn't want to live in a cage. Yeah, well, you also wouldn't be flinging your poop at, you know, people, but that's kind of what monkeys do. So, the update, and there's actually two updates, because I found one after I found the other one. 2016, September 2016, from the Daily Mail, says that, headline, sad plight of Sandra the orangutan, 2 years after being granted human rights in a landmark ruling, she still remains locked up in her cage inside an abandoned zoo.
Wow. So I did not know what the story was surrounding the case. All I had heard was, you know, there's this lawsuit about this monkey and its rights. So right. Was the idea to give her human rights to where she could sue to get out of this cage?
So what the court in Argentina, I'm going to be flipping between articles here. The court ruled that Sandra has the right to life, liberty, and freedom from harm.
Okay.
Which is basically the same rights that a human would have.
Definitely does not have liberty if it's in a cage.
Correct.
But if they were to release this monkey into the wild, I'm going to say she's not going to survive very long because she's, you know, she's not going to be able to. She finds some other monkeys, they're probably going to take her out. She's not going to be able to feed herself.
How long has she been in the cage is the question. I'm not expecting you to know, Daryl.
So 20 years.
Okay, 20 years.
Yeah, she's not going to survive. Maybe you can argue that the cage is actually her life.
You open the door, she stays in, right?
Like, yeah. Sandra was born in captivity in Germany in 1986, had been living in Argentina for the last 20 years. From the 2014 article.
Okay.
The Argentine justice system, this again from the 2014 article from Scientific American, the Argentine justice system will now convene a committee of experts to find sanctuary or other home for Sandra as long as the aging orang is healthy enough to travel elsewhere. And then again, 2 years later, she was still in the cage in what was being described as an abandoned zoo.
How does that work?
An updated story from News 24 from 2017, citing the Associated Press, said
if the zoo's abandoned, ain't nobody feeding that thing. It's going to die.
Well, right. So that's why I'm glad I found the update.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like the zoo is completely abandoned. They've just cut back the number of visitors that are allowed because they've had all kinds of budgetary cuts.
Hmm.
So it's not kept up to the level that it once was, to where at one point they had 10,000 visitors per day. In late 2017, they were only allowing 2,000 visitors per day.
Hmm.
And some of the, quote, some of the animal habitats are off limits.
Got it.
One of the judges, and I forget which one of the articles this is from, but one of the judges involved said that he's not really sure if Sandra should be shipped off to a wildlife reserve somewhere.
Because of the risks.
I think so. Let me see if I can.
The interesting thing is here, I'm looking at a Scientific American article from 2015, and Valeria Roman, who's writing here, she says the ruling will change forever the life of this hybrid of two orangutan species, one from Borneo, the other from Sumatra, and may ultimately spur the nascent movement to set free other animals living in captivity. Oh, if only courts were as, you know, powerful as this person believes.
Yeah.
She really thought it was going to change this beast's life forever, and it's still
there. It's going to set a legal precedent.
Well, it did, because it was some sort of appeals court in Argentina that ruled. But
right, but it only set a precedent in this one case.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, legally significant, but it's not a court precedent.
Basically, the professional lawyers for animal rights had filed a habeas corpus petition for Sandra in that case.
Yeah. The Daily Mail article is the one where it says the judge who fought to free Sandra in 2014 is now agreeing with caretakers that it might be best to improve conditions of her cage rather than to send her to a reserve abroad. And then in 2017, she was still in the cage in the zoo.
So if the judge is issuing another opinion on this, does that mean that there was some sort of...
This is probably just the judge making a statement.
Unusual, though. Lots of times, at least in the United States, you don't get statements from judges generally in the outside of an official order that they, they don't do interviews typically.
But there are times when you have retired judges, like the one that we talked about recently, where he's like, yeah, we just need to rewrite the Second Amendment.
Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah.
So is there anything else on this update? In this case?
There might be, but I don't think there's necessarily anything worth digging
into. So do we know the background
into.
On this? What was her name? Angie?
Sandra.
Sandra. Why just Sandra? Why not the other monkeys in the zoo? Why not the tigers as well and the elephants? And
well, you'd have to sue on behalf of all of them.
Yeah, what was so special about this particular...
Somebody sued. Somebody picked her.
See, because she's a primate. And primates...
She's the only primate in this whole zoo?
He's saying, what about all the other ones? It was just... That's the legal system. Somebody chose this one beast to do this case about. And so if you want to free the rest of them, which obviously this hasn't freed her, you'd have to sue again on behalf of all of those other animals.
Right.
So I have a class action animal lawsuit, apparently.
Well, I'm just curious as to why Sandra was chosen. What special characteristics did she portray? Was she smoking a cigarette or wearing clothes or doing some sign language or something?
Yeah, the Scientific American that says when the case began doesn't give any rationale of why this one particular animal was the one chosen. I also don't see anything saying that there were more than one orangutan in that zoo.
It was because she was cute, Daryl.
Now, the story here from this optimistic Scientific American author, Sandra's case will likely energize other legal efforts for other animals, in particular 17 chimpanzees in zoos throughout Argentina. Quote, considering they are very close to human primates, it's an absurdity that they are still in captivity in prison, says primatologist Aldo Giudice. Before Sandra's case, other legal claims were filed for zoo primates in the Argentine provinces of Cordoba, and then they list out a few others. Outside of Argentina, there was a case in 2005 for a chimpanzee in Brazil, but the animal died before the case could be adjudicated. And so they were expecting this to be utilized to release other animals, but maybe there hasn't been enough people willing to pay the tens of thousands of dollars for the attorneys to do that? I don't know.
Well, I got four words for you, folks. Planet of the Apes.
The toll-free number here. 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM.
That was 8 words.
855-450-3733. What about the other direction here, though? What about robots having rights to sue in court? There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is next.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.